I think yesterday's win really comes back to some things that we've talked about from the beginning: resilience, toughness, playing together. When we're able to do those things, establish those elements, that the good things are going to happen. The next man up theme really came into play, not just came into play during the week, and then also played out during the game. I know we've released the injury information, but just in game, I thought John Greco did an outstanding job of stepping up and playing center. And then, you know, Paul McQuiston coming in and be able to finish the game out for us at guard. I thought that was critical to our success. And then we were already shorthanded in the defensive line with Phil being out, Billy being out, Ruben being out, and then losing Armani, I think, on the sixth or seventh play. You know, to have guys like Kitch and John Hughes, who were inactive last week, to go from that to playing the number of snaps that they did at a high level and to produce the way they did, that just speaks to their character and mental toughness. And I think it's a shout out to the guys coaching them as well. I thought we played our best game together, just meaning from a complete game. I thought even though we got out of the gate slow. First quarter wasn't ideal for us, but once we got it going, I thought all three phases played extremely well. I was very pleased with how we handled ourselves, especially defensively. We were patient, stayed on top, didn't give up a big play. Still defended the run, I thought, pretty well, given some of the calls that we were in weren't exactly meant to defend the run. They were more to double a receiver or to take away a deep ball. So I thought those guys up front handled well. I think was our best tackling game to date. The way we charted, that certainly was evidence yesterday. So it was a heck of a win for us, heck of a win for the city, for our fan base. But it is what it is, and we recognize that we're gonna put it in a box, put it up on the shelf. But we are definitely on to the next one. It's tough. It's not just losing his play, but it's also an emotional letdown as well. To have a guy that just exemplified everything you're trying to get done, to lose him, and potentially we still don't know, but it's looking like it will be. We'll probably know later in the week if it is for the year. But it's big. But that's at the same time, I told the team in the meeting today. I mean, we lost two warriors in him and Armani, but you know, we'll check the mail, and there's not going to be any sympathy cards from around the league. I mean, it's the cliche, but it is truly next man up. We can't feel sorry for ourselves, I'm confident in the guys that we'll end up, whether we're promoting or bringing somebody in. I'm confident that we'll put a functioning up. Hold on, I'm confident we'll put a functional group out there. We won't know. They got to go in. It's if it's just a break, and that's limited to that, then it will be, I think could be eight, maybe 10. But if it's anything more than a break, then it'll likely be the season. We're hopeful to get Rube, but that's still wait and see to see how he responds early in the week. But I do think that we'll need to make a move to replace Armani, just from a number standpoint. And I know Ray and his crew are working on that. We do have some options there as well. I mean, he'll be difficult to replace. Was one of our most productive pass rushers, and the short amount of time he was in there yesterday was playing well. But I was pleased to see those guys step up. Dez Bryant in particular, I thought, played his best game to date when it was needed. It's very important. I mean, we want to use, you know, make sure we're drawing what we need to draw from the game. We're not just saying, hey, just put it behind us, but we're not going to celebrate this one until Thursday or Friday. That was for last night. When the guys left here today, it was all about moving forward. And I talked about it, that it's, you know, the danger that lies ahead, that we can't sit here and cover our ears and or stick our heads in the sand and say that we're not aware of what's up next for us. But also looking at it, that is the danger that lies there. It's a road game. We haven't started well on the road. It's likely to be hot, which is we haven't played a game in extreme. It's supposed to be, you know, in the 80s and sunny. I mean, it has all the, you know, I'm sure we'll hear trap game all week. So that's just something that we talked about. But I think our group is mature enough to understand that, hey, just because of what happened yesterday, that, I mean, we've accomplished nothing. I mean, it was a win. It was a great win for us, but it was one win, and we're not going to let celebrating one win turn into a loss the following week. So we have a lot of things that we got to get cleaned up. Didn't play well in the first quarter, as I said. Thought there were a couple times during the game we lost our composure. We did get flagged one time, and it could have been a couple more. That I wasn't pleased with that at all. We put the ball on the ground three times, lost one. That needs to get cleaned up. And there's some things that our guys, I mean, the tape doesn't lie. That I tell them that you're in a competition. It's against your grade sheet, and when you're batting 1,000, then we're in a good place. But until then, that we keep pushing for that. I just think his consistency, that he's not, you know, just wildly all over the place. He's at a position where you need somebody to be rock solid. He's rock solid, not just from a performance standpoint, from a demeanor from a leadership standpoint. He's been solid and he's been consistent. Guys know what they're going to get from him. Yeah, and that wasn't, I don't think anybody, that just happened, and that was the great part about that, that it was just spontaneous. But that's to me also shows you what the guys think of Alex and what he meant to this team, and they see a guy that was he was a warrior for us, and that he, you know, goes full speed in practice. And I sat in the offensive meeting on Saturday night, and Kyle was pointing out plays from the previous week, as he does towards the end of his meeting. And there was one of the long balls during the game. I think it ended up being incomplete, but Alex, I mean, took off. I mean, you want the offensive lineman to fan out and cover, and they'll all jog a couple steps and watch. And, I mean, he took off like the ball was being thrown to him. I mean, it was – but it just showed the type of mental – and he's like that in practice too. And I think that he sets a great example. So, and when your best players are your hardest workers, I mean, you got a chance to be something special. Yeah, I thought Billy had a good day kicking the ball off, because he either kicked him out, or then he kicked a couple that were kind of teasers. They were 3-4 yards deep, just kind of saying, you know, please take me out. But they also had great hang time. And we have a lot of confidence in those in the guys covering kicks. You know, Marlon Moore and Tank and those core, you know, Craig Robertson, those core teams guys, I think do an outstanding job with the coverage, and that gets you going. I mean, that you it's a lot of times you're content, hey, just put it on the 20, kick it out of the end zone. But when you get that confident that you want to hang one up, and next thing you know, a team, I mean, that's tough starting to drive. I mean, just the odds, the statistics of scoring points on a drive where you start inside your 20 are obviously in the favor of the defense. No, I mean, did we get penalized for any chops? I mean, that's, you're allowed to cut in the offensive line, and a lot of times on the zone scheme, and a lot, it happens against teams like Pittsburgh, because they play their defensive line, they catch and two gap a lot, and while our guys are trying to zone off, and they're staying with the one guy, the guy coming from the backside is going to go low and get his head across in front. But as long as they're adjacent linemen and it's on a running play, then it's legal. The one thing that they did this year, though, and I thought it's a good rule, is they eliminated the roll up. That you can't hit a guy from the side and then continue to roll and then end up on the back of their legs. I thought that that was a good rule change, but I mean, that's, I don't think we've been called for that. Our guys do a good job with the technique, and to me, cutting is part of the game. We don't do as much on the backside as some other teams that run the scheme, because it's, when you cut on the backside, now your play action passes don't look the same. So we want all those to marry up, but we'll cut as necessary. Well, we'll see. I mean, he'll be evaluated each day as we move forward. So he hasn't been ruled out yet, but he's in the league's concussion protocol. Hired a good staff. I mean, those guys are with him every day. That we have constant communication. That it's we're making sure that we're always on the same page, the position coaches to the coordinator, the coordinators to myself. Then I'll get with the position coaches as well. But it's, I think it was much more chaotic in appearance than it was. I think our guys from the beginning have had a very quiet confidence as far as who we were and where we were headed, and it's showing up. They did. It was good to see Justin get in there and make some plays. I thought Buster played extremely well. Had the interception, and I think he was thrown at five or six times and had five pass breakups. And that was good for Joe. And I think that was a real credit to Joe to handle the injury the way that he did, to not practice Wednesday, Thursday, to get very limited reps on Friday. And then we asked him, I said, do you need to go out there and warm up? And see, and he's like, no, I'm good to go. So, and he went out and played well. He had a crew. There's the whole group of CB West guys came up. This is one they circled on the calendar. So it was 26 tickets and sideline passes and a couple RVs. So it was. I told him they're invited back because we won. So it was a good day. But it was good for him. That it was a kind of a mini CB West reunion, but it didn't take him long after the game to get some of his subtle digs in. But it was good that he had some good notes on the Steelers from the first game, and he's two games ahead now. I think he's already on to his Jacksonville stuff's done. He's already on to Oakland. So I don't get out much, but it's. You can sense it. I mean, you can sense it. But when the few times that I have been, or people that I talk to, or talking to Brian, or talking to Dante, just as far as what yesterday meant, and then even when I left, when I did, I knew that it's certainly a good time was had in the Muni lot. Driving by that thing, it looked like a war zone. And I told our guys that we controlled the volume, and we did. And there were times where I thought the fans were great. I mean, the place was rocking. It made it very difficult for them to communicate. Any time that you can get a team that they have to be silent count, and now everybody's basically going off the movement of the football. That's advantage defense. Well, there's two different. The original, I was there when it was still the old Meadowlands. There were some games there that were just. I mean, crazy. I thought the fans were, the way it was built, more on top of the teams than I think the newer ones, a little bit more spread out. But it's now that I know people talk about Seattle and they talk about Kansas City and the old Meadowlands, but I'll tell you what, it's definitely a home field advantage for us.